Welcome to Running with Horses, a podcast devoted to inspire you concerning a relationship with Almighty God that empowers you to accomplish things you never thought possible. Shirley Weaver wants to take you there. And now, here's today's episode.
Hey, I'm glad you are here. This is Running with Horses. It's our new weekly podcast. You know, on this podcast, I'm so excited about this, that we are looking at the divine interventions that are occurring in our culture and world, and also at the role of believers as they are catalysts for biblical outcomes. That's the unusual, the unexpected, that impacts our culture and world with God's love and power. My name is Shirley Weaver, and I've got so much to tell you tonight because of this whole coming together of what we're laying out, the case, as I've said, I would like to make for the outlay of God's love and power, and an experience we had in our ministry, an experience with God's power in the spoken word of authority. It really describes our point perfectly. So here, just as we start, let me just tell you this story as briefly as I can, although it's just a great story. So I'll do my best to make it as brief as possible. We got a call from a nurse practitioner, I believe in the state of Michigan, and she personally was experiencing an immune compromise problem, something like that. She had medications from her physician, and she was beginning to think that perhaps those meds were actually backfiring because she was experiencing, you know, whelps and splotches all over her body, including her face. And the ordeal, which was over a period of time, was actually accelerating. So she said on this particular day that she had been able to work under these conditions, but that this particular day she was really crying out to the Lord and crying physically because of just the weighing down and the burden of the problem, that there was anxiety involved. And, you know, where that's the case, where also that fear is beginning to make its entrance, right, and sort of speculate how this is never going to be any different and it's going to get worse. So she was experiencing all of that. And she especially said, you know, the splotches on my face are just so unpleasant and so remarkable. So she called the ministry number and left a message. We called back. She explained the situation and we prayed. And this is the report we received, that she was immediately healed. Her family really, you know, backs that up. Her husband, I believe, was standing nearby and was a witness to what took place. This is her description, that it was like an eraser erased all of the splotches and the whelps all over. It wasn't like a few left and a few stayed. They all went immediately. And she said she even went to a mirror to check her face. The splotches there were gone. Legs, arms, everywhere. She said God erased them. He erased them away. And those manifestations, those symptoms have not returned. She is off the meds. And this is like a dramatic memory for her and a tremendous mile marker in her life, in her walk with the Lord, in the way that she pursues God. And I just want to tell you, what I remember about that prayer was the authority that was taken, not only in the natural, but in the spirit realm, because let's face it, fear begins in the spirit realm, right? And taking authority there to break the power, in this case, of infirmity, but to break the power in any area of the enemy's devices, of the way that he works. This is the message of this podcast, Running with Horses, that we are looking for supernatural outcomes, the intervention of the Lord. And we believe that believers are catalysts, that they are filled with the authority of Almighty God, because Jesus said, "All authority has been given to me, both in heaven and earth, and I give it to you." And so the authority that God has given causes us to, these are my words, causes us to govern and rule and take authority in the areas that concern us, the area where we live, the area of our family life, all of that. And so this is the point. And this is, it's not just the point. It is the case that I'm laying out here to persuade you that this power must not be left on the table. And the church must not sit out this time in not only your nation's history, but my nation's history, where the believer has the word of authority, has the anointing to govern and to rule in the realms of the Spirit. We're going to talk about that as often as I get an opportunity, is when I have an open door. And we want so much for this podcast to inspire you this way. And so to that point, I think I would be remiss if I didn't just remind us again, the podcast name Running with Horses actually comes from our new book by the same title. And I'm looking at the back cover of the book. I'm just going to read just this section. This book is a volume of 365 daily writings exhorting every individual to have bold confidence in God, confidence to expect impossible outcomes, even supernatural interventions, and inspired this way, when the pace speeds up in the sphere to which you are called, you run ahead of anything that you might have believed possible. You run ahead of anything you might have believed possible. That connects to our key scripture out of 1 Kings 18:46. And I love it. That's why I share it on every podcast, where we are told the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah. The hand of the Lord came upon Elijah, and he ran ahead of the king's chariots. In other words, Elijah the prophet, a human being, outran a horse, or in this case, probably several or many horses. See, that's what happened the day that we prayed for this condition that had come upon a physical body. We believe that the hand of the Lord was stronger. The hand of the Lord is stronger. And we declare that the hand of the Lord, we govern and we rule and we announce this truth, that the hand of the Lord is upon you. And we expect supernatural outcomes, divine interventions, unusual things taking place. And so in speaking of the hand of the Lord upon an individual's life, I include what I call, what I've learned about, these are governmental, or you might say ruler anointings. I'm not speaking just of those that we find in places of natural governments, of course, but especially the government that God places, for example, in my life and in the lives of every individual. This is a deposit that God gives. He expects us to govern our own lives. And that is like the basic prototype of how we govern beyond our own personal life to include, for example, our home, the family, the congregation, the community. We take authority in the spirit realm in the name of Jesus to advance the kingdom of the Almighty God. That's the gist of it. And I can know that the hand of the Lord is upon me in this way because Jesus said, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me, and I give it to you. And we can also know that this is the case because we have the mind of Christ, right? So you could really say then that what we're speaking of here is the thought life of a king. I have the mind of Christ, so I actually have the thought life of a king if I know to expect that, if I understand, if I have right teaching, if I have the understanding that that is the case, and I'm not diminished in any way by something that distracts from that message. So joining the idea that God intentionally intervenes supernaturally in my life with the fact that I am to actually work with Him as He does this intervention, then I recognize His authority, this authority that He has given, that I've received it from Him. And I understand then that I am to govern. The government is upon His shoulders and is increasing. That is, all government is upon His shoulders and is increasing. But I am to understand that I am an extension of that government. And to the extent that I believe that, because I have the mind of Christ, then I can rule, R-U-L-E, rule in the areas that concern me, insisting upon the will of God in those places. And just for example, as I travel and meet other believers and go to other geographical locations, other nations, I find varying degrees of understanding of this principle. And I get that. I mean, I understand that. But for me, I feel like a mandate how important this is. It's been important in my life and the life of my family. Certainly, it was important to the life of this caller that I just described for you. And really and truly, it's important for all of us, for each of us. I don't know if I made the point clearly. Let me say this again, because it's really important, that as we prayed that day concerning the invasion of this dear lady's body with these whelps and splotches and this horrible invasion of her skin, see, it was, I don't necessarily say that that was a healing anointing, although it resulted in healing. We just took authority over it because that is the revelation that I cherish so much, just that announcement that God wins, sickness loses, I get the benefit, and all of those who agree with the mind of Christ and the will of God are beneficiaries of this truth. That's just basic, okay? And so looking a little further at the believer's governmental role, probably one of my favorite passages in the Bible, Isaiah 60, 1 through 3. I love it. I love it in every translation, but this is how it goes. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. And kings to the brightness of your rising. Well, you know, a king is a ruler. That's a governmental role. Kings will come to the brightness of your rising. Think of that. There's glory being seen upon you. The Lord is arising over you. Darkness is over the earth. Deep darkness over the people. But look at this. Look at this arrangement that Isaiah describes. You are to arise. You arise and you shine. It's your light that makes the difference. Because you know your light has come. It's past tense. It's there's another tense that goes with that, but it has already occurred and is continuing and will continue into the future. Don't tell my English teacher I didn't remember the tense, okay? So it does begin with the individual, and that basically means to self-govern. The Lord gave me a message back in 2017 about the importance of self-governing, and it was really sort of in an environment where, you know, you're told that people get the government that they deserve, but I'm telling you, that's not always, because a tyrant can overpower. And even in places where freedom is great, we experience the influence of those in charge who are in control. And then one day we realize that no one, not really anyone, is really holding the line for truth and righteousness. And we realize we're the only ones holding the line. That is up to us. And that message on self-governing means that we are trained at the basic individual level where I choose to receive God's governing anointing, his ruling anointing for my own life. I take authority there, and then I begin to reach out and affect for the kingdom of God, for good, God's influence in the lives of those around me. I love it. I love the NLT and for Proverbs 28:2, the New Living Translation, Proverbs 28:2. When there is moral rot within a nation, its government topples easily. But wise and knowledgeable leaders bring stability. So if there's moral rot in my life, then the government of my life will topple easily. But if I am wise and knowledgeable and lead in my life that way, then I become stable. I become stable. And you know, once you've proven it, my dad used to say that if you can prove that you can rise to the occasion, then you probably won't ever have to demonstrate it. In other words, if you will step up with the authority and with the goods to demonstrate that you are not someone that anyone wants to have to contend with, then you'll probably never have to move into that level. And I think it was such, I think it's so true. I've seen it more than once in my life and in the lives of the people around me. The Lord gave us a word several years ago that governmental positioning and movement was taking place within governments now. The word now applied to that time, that word. And that this positioning and movement reflected a future overall change, basically an awakening. I mean, we just read Proverbs 28:2, so basically an awakening, and that in this word, it went on to say, instruments of righteousness are being positioned for good, and those of another persuasion, So those that are opposite of righteousness are swept and contained. It isn't enough, the Lord said, to be right. We must also be righteous. And our just decisions become absolutes that must speak loudly, clearly, now. Loudly, clearly, now. And you think of it, I mean, that was 2017, and in basically the 4 or 5 years since then, we have seen this actually play out in every nation, out in the open. I would say that the Lord is drawing out into the open the government leaders, the leaders of every government, to reveal exactly who they are, what they stand for, and what they're up to. What they're up to, because if the goal is righteousness, not just to be right, but righteousness with just decisions that speak loudly, clearly now, then we are hearing everything drawn out into the open. So that would have been a prophetic word then. It's being released now, actually has been released in an ongoing way, in my opinion. Isaiah 9:7 says, the government of Almighty God will never end, that the increase of His government has no end. And as I said, some people would say that we get the government we deserve. That's sort of an unbalanced assessment, I think. But if we apply that to our lives right now, we could say that the Lord has opened the door for us to govern and to rule with an anointing from Him and a mandate from Him to do so, every individual believer. I believe that, by the way, with all my heart, and that if we will govern personally on a basic individual level, that we will then be able to mobilize governmental anointings in layers. And I see, I believe this is the way God works, that He overlaps anointings. I think healing anointings overlap. I think deliverance anointings overlap. My mother had both. She had a healing anointing, very distinctive. She had a deliverance anointing, and the two together were a powerhouse that affected her family, her extended family, her neighborhood community, the entire county, you know, impacted by this overlay of anointings coming forth just from this one individual, sort of in an uneventful way, except if you look in the realms of the spirit, it was a powerhouse. Amen. That presence of God in my mother's home is still there. We love to talk about that. So we know that the coming year is pivotal. It's a strategic time for Christian ministries to lead with passion and vision. This is not a time for the church to sit out this move, this historical time, to be on the sidelines in any way or fashion, but to step up, to speak the truth with boldness, unashamed. Just don't worry about the fallout, because believe me, the Spirit of God is speaking. And as I align, as you align, as pastors and church leaders align, then the passion that God gives and the vision that He gives, it actually just accelerates. It's enhanced because we're aligned with Him. Remember from our first two podcasts, we said you must find the presence of God, you must align with Him and His presence, and you must step into the future that He is speaking. So this is why I speak concerning government and governments, that's the plural of government, with a Southern accent. So government and governments, governmental anointings. I speak about it as often as I have opportunity. And I just ask you, I invite you, join your faith with me as we believe the Lord for this important year, 2022, declaring the word that He gives. We're emphasizing bold confidence in God. And our overview is simple. We need right teaching. We need an authorized message, observable authority, disciplined lifestyle, word knowledge, and we need to pray big prayers. We need big prayers. You know, when you spend any time focusing on the authority of Almighty God and the kingship of His Son, the thought life of a king, you will automatically shift over into big prayers. Just a message before I leave this point, this authorized message. You know, Paul prayed for an entrance and an utterance in Colossians 4:3. He said, with all praying also for us, that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds. That's the King James. And the message said it this way: pray that every time I open my mouth, I will be able to make Christ plain as day to them. And the voice, I just love the voice. It says, and while you are at it, add us to your prayers. Pray that God would open doors and windows and minds and eyes and hearts for the word, so that we can go on telling the mystery of the anointing. For this is exactly why I am currently imprisoned. So Paul prayed, give me an entrance and an utterance. And I pray that the message that God has authorized through this podcast, Running with Horses, that it will influence you and persuade you and convict and convince you concerning these unusual outcomes, these supernatural interventions of Almighty God in healing, yes, but in every area of our life, in deliverance, in breakthrough, in success, and in the provision for our families. You know, the enemy has attacked families like he's pulled all the stops. I'm sure you know exactly what I'm talking about. So as we close out episode 3 of Running with Horses, I just want to encourage you that we're living in a transition time. We've wrapped up the year we call 2021, and we've stepped over into a new season. We've got visionary juices stirring on the inside of us. We have decided to govern and rule with the mind of the Lord. So we have the thought life of a king, and people everywhere will experience the blessing as a result. We have the go ye message down on in our DNA. When we tell, we teach, we preach, and we impart this eternal plan that everyone will spend eternity somewhere. And we are advancing the kingdom of God and His message that He's not willing that any would perish, but that all would come to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ and enter into the kingdom of God, where all rule and all authority rest. Because again, the kingdom and its authority is on His shoulders, and the increase thereof has no end. I'm so glad you're here. I'm so glad to know you. And we will see you next time. So don't miss. We'll see you next time for Running with Horses. God bless.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others. post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. Don't forget to check out the show notes or visit acleartrumpet.org, where you can subscribe to Shirley's email list, download the ministry app, and purchase your very own copy of Shirley's 365-day devotional, Running with Horses. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.